Вариант 8. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Weekends always fly by. It's a pity I didn't manage to see Aunt Amanda.
Next time. I'll let her know you asked about her. She'll be pleased.
I'll call you as soon as I get home.
Yes, please don't forget. Okay. It's starting to rain. Get inside. You'll get wet otherwise.
Okay, goodbye for now. I hope I have a window seat.
Wait, your suitcase.
Dialogue B.
Check your things in case you've forgotten something.
No way. I've already packed everything in the suitcase and don't have any intention of repacking it.
When is the taxi coming?
In 15 minutes or so. We still have time to have some tea.
Yes, and I'll make a couple of sandwiches for you. Cheese or tuna?
Cheese, please. Dialogue C.
Look, this is cute. A toy railway and wagon trains.
Actually, they're not toys.
No? What are they for, then?
It's a working model of the new underground line. There are lots of things here the architects are going to construct in our city in the near future. Their models are exhibited here.
Amazing! And there are models of bridges too. Do we need so many bridges?
No, certainly not. These bridge projects were suggested by different architects. They are of different designs, and the materials and engineering solutions are different.
And then the best one will be chosen?
Exactly. Dialogue D.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, it's lovely. The cake is great. I hope some of it will be left for tomorrow.
And have you seen all the presents?
Yes, I think so.
But you haven't seen this parcel. It's just come in the post. From your great-grandma Agatha.
Oh, let me see what's inside. Oh my God, it's a toy railway. It's beautiful, but great-grandma must have forgotten that I've turned 16, not 6.
Haha, when you're her age, you may forget things like that too.
Never mind, I'll give it to Tommy. He'll be happy to have it.
Yes, tomorrow. Now go and join your guests. They've got one more surprise for you.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Weekends always fly by. It's a pity I didn't manage to see Aunt Amanda.
Next time, I'll let her know you asked about her. She'll be pleased.
I'll call you as soon as I get home.
Yes, please don't forget. Okay, it's starting to rain. Get inside. You'll get wet otherwise.
Okay, goodbye for now. I hope I have a window seat.
Wait, your suitcase.
Dialogue B.
Check your things in case you've forgotten something.
No way. I've already packed everything in the suitcase and don't have any intention of repacking it.
When is the taxi coming?
In 15 minutes or so. We still have time to have some tea.
Yes, and I'll make a couple of sandwiches for you. Cheese or tuna?
Cheese, please. Dialogue C.
Look, this is cute. A toy railway. And wagon trains.
Actually, they're not toys.
No? What are they for, then?
It's a working model of the new underground line. There are lots of things here the architects are going to construct in our city in the near future. Their models are exhibited here.
Amazing! And there are models of bridges, too. Do we need so many bridges?
No, certainly not. These bridge projects were suggested by different architects. They are of different designs, and the materials and engineering solutions are different.
And then the best one will be chosen?
Exactly. Dialogue D.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, it's lovely. The cake is great. I hope some of it will be left for tomorrow.
Hmm. And have you seen all the presents?
Yes, I think so.
But you haven't seen this parcel. It's just come in the post, from your great-grandma Agatha.
Oh, let me see what's inside. Oh my God, it's a toy railway. It's beautiful, but great-grandma must have forgotten that I've turned 16, not 6.
Haha, when you're her age, you may forget things like that too.
Never mind, I'll give it to Tommy. He'll be happy to have it.
Yes, tomorrow. Now go and join your guests. They've got one more surprise for you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I like cooking and enjoy inventing new dishes. Actually, I got interested in it when, once, I saw my favourite singer in a cookery show. He was surprisingly skillful at cutting and chopping vegetables, and the dish they cooked in the studio looked delicious. I tried to do the same in our kitchen, and the result was encouraging. At least everyone in the family liked it. Now I cook pretty often and enjoy experimenting with different spices and unusual ingredients.
Speaker B. One wise person, you probably remember who, said, "You are what you eat." It's an exaggeration, but our physical condition greatly depends on the products we consume. Unfortunately, the foods we find the most tasty are often the most harmful to us. But if you want to change your eating habits, it's possible and not difficult. The first step would be analysing your usual diet. Write down all the foods you usually consume during a week, then tick the items that could be defined as fast food. Cross them out and write in the products from the list you can see on the screen now. Speaker C.
Here you can see the most common plants we grow in our region. The cabbage is rich in vitamins and is very good for your stomach and digestive system. The beetroot should be on the menu all year round, as well as carrots. They are non-allergenic and contain few calories. And, of course, the pumpkin. Besides its health-related qualities, it's also very tasty. You can make salads, soups, main dishes, and desserts from it. And, of course, the famous pumpkin pie.
Speaker D. We are going to try quite an unusual recipe today. It's a Russian-style soup. And to cook it, we need these beetroots. Look, they are not too big, just medium size. The carrots, some onions, peppers and tomatoes. According to my recipe, the beetroot is the main thing in the dish, but there are also varieties where tomatoes play the leading role and the beetroot is only secondary. Anyway, we'll also need some garlic and this green parsley. Speaker E.
Delicious and healthy food is, no doubt, one of the main pleasures in our life. It's important to cook it correctly, but it's also important to serve and eat it correctly, or drink it correctly. I recently visited Japan and participated in tea drinking, which really differs from the way I drink tea at home. First, I had to remove my shoes before entering the room. Then, I was supposed to greet all the guests who were already there with a slight bow. Then, I was offered a little cake, which I was to eat silently in several small bites.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I like cooking and enjoy inventing new dishes. Actually, I got interested in it when, once, I saw my favourite singer in a cookery show. He was surprisingly skillful at cutting and chopping vegetables, and the dish they cooked in the studio looked delicious. I tried to do the same in our kitchen, and the result was encouraging. At least everyone in the family liked it. Now I cook pretty often and enjoy experimenting with different spices and unusual ingredients.
Speaker B. One wise person, you probably remember who, said, "You are what you eat." It's an exaggeration, but our physical condition greatly depends on the products we consume. Unfortunately, the foods we find the most tasty are often the most harmful to us. But if you want to change your eating habits, it's possible and not difficult. The first step would be analysing your usual diet. Write down all the foods you usually consume during a week, then tick the items that could be defined as fast food. Cross them out and write in the products from the list you can see on the screen now. Speaker C.
Here you can see the most common plants we grow in our region. The cabbage is rich in vitamins and is very good for your stomach and digestive system. The beetroot should be on the menu all year round, as well as carrots. They are non-allergenic and contain few calories. And, of course, the pumpkin. Besides its health-related qualities, it's also very tasty. You can make salads, soups, main dishes, and desserts from it. And, of course, the famous pumpkin pie.
Speaker D. We are going to try quite an unusual recipe today. It's a Russian-style soup. And to cook it, we need these beetroots. Look, they are not too big, just medium size. The carrots, some onions, peppers and tomatoes. According to my recipe, the beetroot is the main thing in the dish, but there are also varieties where tomatoes play the leading role and the beetroot is only secondary. Anyway, we'll also need some garlic and this green parsley. Speaker E.
Delicious and healthy food is, no doubt, one of the main pleasures in our life. It's important to cook it correctly, but it's also important to serve and eat it correctly, or drink it correctly. I recently visited Japan and participated in tea drinking, which really differs from the way I drink tea at home. First, I had to remove my shoes before entering the room. Then, I was supposed to greet all the guests who were already there with a slight bow. Then, I was offered a little cake, which I was to eat silently in several small bites.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух знакомых. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
It looks unusual. I didn't even know this place existed.
Strange. It's right opposite your house. You should pay more attention to your cultural education, Kate.
Yeah, but I thought it was a souvenir shop or a restaurant.
Huh. Now, at last, you've found out you have a National Arts Museum just in front of your window.
Yeah, and I've never noticed it.
The best thing about this museum is that it has exhibitions devoted to different nations and different cultures. In my opinion, it makes it much more interesting than other museums, where all the exhibits refer to one nation only. Just have a look. Here is the display on Australian tribes, samples of their body paint designs, hunting tools, and Aboriginal amulets. Next to it, there's a stand on early Scottish pottery and the national costumes Scots wore for different ceremonies and old jewellery.
Yes, it's striking how different lifestyles can be. We are all so different.
Right.
And what's this? Looks like a long pipe. And the label reads, Didgeridoo. What a word! Double O at the end.
It's an Aboriginal musical instrument. I know that they use it to accompany their ceremonial dances, but I've never heard how it sounds. I just read about it in a travel magazine.
I see. I don't often read travel magazines. I prefer fiction, especially in French. It's good for entertainment and for learning.
Do you learn French at school?
Yes, and I'm quite good at it. I can even write poetry in French.
Impressive.
From next week, I'm going to take a Spanish course too. Frankly, I would prefer Italian, but there are no vacancies in the Italian group.
It's okay, you can take it later.
Probably.
And look here, there are more recent things. A pocket watch, glasses, a pen, a yellow page notebook. Everything looks like something from an old film.
Oh, that reminds me. You should see my grandfather's stamp collection one day. If you like all these vintage things, you will like that too. There are postage stamps from different countries, and some of them are very rare.
Doesn't your grandfather mind showing it to strangers?
No, he's very proud of his collection, and proudly shows it to everyone. And after all, you're not a stranger. We've been in the same class for 10 years already. I know you better than most of my cousins, who I only see at Christmas, and not even every Christmas.
I would be glad to have a look at his collection. Let me know when he has time for me, and I'll come.
Okay. My granddad lives very close to your place, actually. I'll give you a call before I visit him next time.
Thanks. And how do you get to this place? By bicycle?
No, by bus. It's a bit far to cycle, and there are no cycling lanes that go there.
I see.
Look, this stand is lovely. They look like Christmas toys.
They are Christmas toys. Look at the label. They date from the end of the 19th century.
They are lovely. Handmade. I wish we made something like this nowadays too.
But what's stopping you? There are still 2 months before Christmas. You have enough time to make toys and decorations and handmade gifts for everybody. You could make something for me too, as a thank you for the idea.
I'll make you a handmade birthday card. It's going to be soon, isn't it? In November?
Not exactly. Usually it's in June. I'm starting to think you don't know me any better than your cousins. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
It looks unusual. I didn't even know this place existed.
Strange. It's right opposite your house. You should pay more attention to your cultural education, Kate.
Yeah, but I thought it was a souvenir shop or a restaurant.
Huh. Now, at last, you've found out you have a National Arts Museum just in front of your window.
Yeah, and I've never noticed it.
The best thing about this museum is that it has exhibitions devoted to different nations and different cultures. In my opinion, it makes it much more interesting than other museums, where all the exhibits refer to one nation only. Just have a look. Here is the display on Australian tribes, samples of their body paint designs, hunting tools, and Aboriginal amulets. Next to it, there's a stand on early Scottish pottery and the national costumes Scots wore for different ceremonies and old jewellery.
Yes. It's striking how different lifestyles can be. We are all so different.
Right.
And what's this? Looks like a long pipe. And the label reads, didgeridoo. What a word! Double O at the end.
It's an Aboriginal musical instrument. I know that they use it to accompany their ceremonial dances, but I've never heard how it sounds. I just read about it in a travel magazine.
I see. I don't often read travel magazines. I prefer fiction, especially in French. It's good for entertainment and for learning.
Do you learn French at school?
Yes, and I'm quite good at it. I can even write poetry in French.
Impressive.
From next week, I'm going to take a Spanish course too. Frankly, I would prefer Italian, but there are no vacancies in the Italian group.
It's okay, you can take it later.
Probably.
And look here, there are more recent things. A pocket watch, glasses, a pen, a yellow page notebook. Everything looks like something from an old film.
Oh, that reminds me. You should see my grandfather's stamp collection one day. If you like all these vintage things, you will like that too. There are postage stamps from different countries, and some of them are very rare.
Doesn't your grandfather mind showing it to strangers?
No, he's very proud of his collection, and proudly shows it to everyone. And after all, you're not a stranger. We've been in the same class for 10 years already. I know you better than most of my cousins, who I only see at Christmas, and not even every Christmas.
I would be glad to have a look at his collection. Let me know when he has time for me, and I'll come.
Okay. My granddad lives very close to your place, actually. I'll give you a call before I visit him next time.
Thanks. And how do you get to this place? By bicycle?
No, by bus. It's a bit far to cycle, and there are no cycling lanes that go there.
I see.
Look, this stand is lovely. They look like Christmas toys.
They are Christmas toys. Look at the label. They date from the end of the 19th century.
They are lovely. Handmade. I wish we made something like this nowadays too.
But what's stopping you? There are still 2 months before Christmas. You have enough time to make toys and decorations and handmade gifts for everybody. You could make something for me too, as a thank you for the idea.
I'll make you a handmade birthday card. It's going to be soon, isn't it? In November?
Not exactly. Usually it's in June. I'm starting to think you don't know me any better than your cousins. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.